Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I don't know what completely happened there, but thank you so much for your time. So thinking more broadly about upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You can choose two of the following options I'm going to read to you. So the list goes, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing in new leadership to make and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom. Yes.
All right. So I couldn't really hear the first one you said. I just heard protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. So would you mind repeating the first one you chose?
Yeah, because that would include freedom also.
All right. So would it be just that one then? Just protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom?
No. No, the second one too. I got something I don't think said. Women's rights, you know?
Women's rights?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know
so,
if you that on this, but.
All right. So stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
I don't know any of those people.
All right, no worries.
My husband talks about him. Wait a minute, Vance. Is that Donald Trump's pick, or is that one of Kevin? I didn't
know.
Hear you.
J.D. Vance is. J.D. Vance is with Donald Trump.
Put that person back where he's supposed to be. No, I don't like him.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
I like her very much.
So would you give her a 100 then?
Black either. Not because she's considered a woman of color, but I think she has some good ideas, and I think she could really be good at being president. And she won't be doing things for herself. She'll be doing it for America, you know. Self-righteous, I would put it that way.
All right, thank you. So would you give her a 100 rating then?
Yes. Definitely.
All right, thank you. What about Cornel West?
No, please.
A 0?
We got a problem.
Would you give him a 0 then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
They can be a little wishy-washy, but I think they're okay.
All right, so on a scale of 0 to 100, what rating would you give them? I'm 70. All
70.
Right. What about Donald Trump?
Pure 0.
All right.
Pure
Barack Obama?
Zero. He's 100.
All right. And Hakeem Jeffries?
Jeffries, he's 100.
100? All right.
He went to the Speaker of the House, right?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not really sure.
Sure, okay. But I think he did. Right. Jeffrey. I like him. I like him. He seems to be very honest. I like honest people.
All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were being held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris. Sure.
Kamala Harris, all right, thank you. So, and generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
Democrat.
All right. So as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. So now I'd like to read you a few statements, and if you could tell me if you agree or disagree with them, about what people have said about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. So the first one is, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
The thing about it is I don't agree with this statement because I don't think she'll be just pulling for black women. She would be pulling for all women, I would think. I don't think she would make that a racist thing. Yeah.
All right. So do you strongly disagree with that statement then?
Yeah, I don't agree with that statement. I don't agree. I mean, you're saying that she will not do anything to, I don't agree with that statement because I think she would do something for women. And I really do think Kamala Harris is an honest person, and it's not going to be personal, you know? If she do anything for black women, it's going to be for all women. It's not going to be just for one race.
All right. Thank
that's
you.
That's my opinion.
All right. So what about this next statement? I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
I'm excited for anybody other than Donald Trump. It's not because she's a black woman. No. If she's good and gonna do the job, I'm excited. But if she's not any good and don't think like she's gonna do the job, I wouldn't want her there either. But she seems like she's gonna do a pretty good job. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna shut up.
Okay. So do you no worries. So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly. All right, thank you. So what about this next statement? I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman.
Probably. She probably will.
All right. So
I'm not
somewhat agree?
About it, but she probably will. More than likely, she will.
All right. So do you strongly agree then or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. I agree she will probably get some of those types of attacks.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few issues and concerns that others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in our community. And for each, I would like if you could please tell me if, in your opinion, you think Kamala Harris would do a much better job at solving this or if Donald Trump would do a much better job at solving this. And the first one is securing our borders. Kamala Harris would do a much better job, or she would do a somewhat better job?
I think she'd do a much better job.
All right, thank you. All right, what about gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it?
Definitely. Kamala Harris, I strongly agree with that.
All right. Thank you. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
What is wrong with those people? So
do you think Kamala Harris would do a much better job at solving this?
I hope so. I don't know, but I hope so. I pray to God she will, because Donald Trump, they all seem to be for him, because the things that, I mean, gave him all the immunity, and if he wins, he told people that they won't have to vote again. What is that man thing? He thinks he's going to be a king. He does. So, I think she'll try to straighten that out.
All right, thank you. So, and lastly, what about we'll fight for people like you?
I think she will.
You think Kamala Harris will do a much better job at helping this?
Much better job than Donald Trump. Yeah, much.
All right, thank you.
Donald Trump is about Donald Trump. And people that's voting for him and don't have a whole lot of money, they're going to see that. He's about Donald Trump. He's not about the average person or the poor people. They will see that. He's about rich people and himself. Totally. I'm sorry. I think Tom Cruise, Kamala Harris, should be Hillary Clinton for running.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not done.
We're almost done. We're about 85% done with the survey. So we are almost done. Just very few questions left.
Okay.
All right. But, I mean, I do want to thank you so much for your time, though, this far. So,
No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some reasons that others have given as to why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that this is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason to vote at all. So the first statement is, extremist conservatives have taken control of the court in this country, and now we are facing consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back her rights.
That's a very good reason to vote.
So would that be a 10 then? It's a very convincing reason.
Because we need to get rid of that. I mean, how is it they can have a lifetime job and nobody can change it? Come on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay, I'm going to shut up and
Oh, no worries. I mean, we like getting people's opinions. So,
don't get me started with that crap.
Oh, all right. Well, the next one is, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those that shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning assault weapons and supporting background checks and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets.
That's a very good reason to vote.
All right, so a 10 as well then?
10. Okay, all 10, right. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
thank
10.
You. So would you say that in the upcoming 2024 elections, presidential and congressional, would you say that they're more important, less important, or about the same?
Oh, wait a minute. Repeat that again. I didn't quite hear that.
For sure. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. All right.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to read you a list of apps, and I would like if you could please tell me if you have either used them in the past 2 days. So the first one is Instagram.
No.
TikTok.
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
And Twitter?
No.
All right, thank you. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is what?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, 4 years.
A bachelor's? Oh, would that be
yes.
A bachelor's? Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, what is your marital status?
Single.
Single.
Been living with someone for 40 years, and I do not want to get married.
All right. So, would you say you're unmarried, but with a partner, or single?
Married, but with I think he's my husband. But I'm not married. Unmarried, living with a partner.
All right, thank you. So do you have any children 18 years old or younger living in your household?
I have no children at all.
All right, thank you. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
You go out of one part of the neighborhood and come into my part, you go out of another street, and coming to my street, because I live on the water, but I don't socialize or deal with people up the street. I don't know if you understand that, but you got projects up the street.
Well, would you say that's maybe suburban then? Because it's like kind of like neighborhood?
Yeah, it's suburban.
So aside from like weddings and funerals, on average, how often Would you say you attend church or religious services?
Oh, twice a week I have Bible study and I attend the services on Sunday. But
right.
I do all of it on online.
All right. So you say twice a week or more?
Right.
I'm sorry?
Twice a week. I'm still
all
not
right.
a big religious person.
All right, thank you. All right. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you're liberal, conservative, or moderate?
I don't really know.
All right, no worries. So which one of these best describes your work situation? Oh, wait, you said you're retired, right?
Yes, I'm retired.
Retired? All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You do the same, but let me say something to you. Give you they survey this long, they need to pay people.
I'm sorry?
I said surveys this long, they need to pay people. No, I'm just messing around. You have a great rest of your
day. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Well, goodbye.
Let me ask you a question. Where are you actually calling from? What state are you actually in? Because each time you call me, it was from a different number.
Yeah, so since we call it nationally, our numbers do vary, but our location is in Miami, Florida. But since we call it nationally, the numbers vary.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering where you actually, you know, were. Okay. Thank you, dear.
All right. Well, no worries. Well, thank you so much. Well, goodbye.
Bye.